Time for our Tibbetts Talk. And he sings, he dances, he's got a ton of energy, and it sounds like he's having a ton of fun with it, too. Andrew Cuccaro, who's a newcomer to the Tibbetts Summer Theater cast this summer, but familiar with Tibbetts, I'm assuming, through your experiences at college, one of those SUNY Cortland guys.
Yes, I definitely got involved with this through my acting teacher, who works as the choreographer for the summer stock this summer, and so that was cool to have a connection to come here.
Yeah, did you hear like rumors? Is there like a mystique over in New York about the Tibbetts?
Oh yeah, definitely. With my college, a lot of the students will talk about it. Students that have worked here previously or who have auditioned here. So it was cool to kind of get to know something about it before actually coming here.
This oasis of theater in the Midwest a little bit. So
yeah,
they're working you like a dog this summer. But for an actor, that's got to be a love from the standpoint of a couple of great shows, Guys and Dolls and Chorus Line coming up for you. But the one that you're in right now, The Look of Love, this musical review with Burt Bacharach, Hal David Music. How much of that stuff did you know going into this at all?
I knew some of it. I mean, like the typical raindrops keep falling on my head, what the world needs now, stuff like that. But there were some other songs that I had never heard before, so that was interesting to listen to them and to get to know them. And with the nature of how we're doing it, a lot of them are different arrangements, which is cool. So that was, I even had to learn it further when I came here than just listening to the recording.
It was interesting because I knew most all the songs. There were a couple of them I didn't know, but most of them I did. But to have people sitting around us going, oh, I didn't know they wrote that. I didn't know he wrote that. The huge volume of songs that Burt Bacharach and his troupe kind of put together. It's amazing stuff. So and kind of all kinds of stuff. I mean, you guys all get like power ballads or some fun kind of flippant songs too, and you get to act a little bit too, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, in the studio scene where you guys are recording some of those songs, so that's kind of fun. Audience reaction has been great so far.
Yeah, it was. It's been very great to see the responses of people.
Okay, now at the same time you're doing that show, you're getting ready for Chorus Line coming up.
Yes, that has been a lot of dancing and a lot going on, but it's been a really great time.
So how do you describe yourself? Are you a singer dancer? Are you just a singer? What's kind of the mode you're in?
I think that I don't like to ever say that I'm not one thing or the other, but I definitely think that there are some people here that have been dancing for their whole lives, and I didn't really start dance until I got to college, and I've only been in college for a year, so it's been really, really hard on me, but it's been great to work and be able to live up to the other people that are in the cast.
Well, it's kind of interesting that look in the cast list this year, and there's so many new faces this year, but part of it, because it's such a dance-heavy show, the two shows coming up, that we needed that. Within that world of dancing, is it as cutthroat as a Chorus Line? The plot of the show is it's kind of cutthroat.
Yeah. The actors within the show have been, some of them are far older than I am, but everybody is so nice and so helping when it comes to teaching each other choreography and helping us out, especially those of us who are in The Look of Love and have been at rehearsal, dress rehearsal, and have missed some of the choreography.
Helping you catch up with it.
So. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, they've been great.
Okay. So what was the switch for you that flipped to say, I want to be an actor?
I've been doing musicals since I was little, and it's always been something that I love to do, and I just remember talking to my parents about maybe going to school for musical theater. Backed me up 100%, and here I am.
Is it a musical family?
My parents definitely appreciate art and music, but they were never really singers or performers themselves.
Okay, so they kind of live vicariously through you?
Yeah,
right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, first year in college now in New York, so what's kind of the 5-year plan for you, or the 10-year plan for you? Or do you have one yet?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm definitely glad to be in school and getting an education, because I think of myself as being a work in progress right now and still learning. And maybe move to New York when I get out of school, but I don't know. There are so many other big cities and Disney and cruises and international things, which would be really fun to do too. So I want to play around with it, see what happens.
Okay. Well, you got some time, obviously. But it's great exposure, obviously, and great experience to be here for this summer stock.
Oh, definitely. This was the best job I could have asked for.
Boom, 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 boom. I mean, you're right on top of each other with each one of them. All right, back to A Look of Love. And again, it's Thursday night. You're off Friday because of the 4th of July holiday. But there's a matinee tomorrow, though, right?
Yes.
Right, within that. But nothing Friday for the 4th. Obviously, people could be at fireworks. And then Saturday night's the last night. So folks, if they want to see this show, got to get out there and see it. Is there one favorite song for you, either that you sing or that someone else sings in this show?
I really like when we do Always Something There to Remind Me. I feel like the energy in that song is really great, and we're all just playing off one another and having a good time. So I always have a lot of fun getting on stage and doing that song.
Okay. All right. We'll break a leg. And
thank you.
We'll see you the rest of the summer then.
Thank you so much.
Andrew Cacaro from the cast of Tibbetts Summer Theater. And again, he's on stage with five others for the show The Look of Love, which continues through Saturday night at the Tibbetts on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.